Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. President Trump is resuming his public appearances today after several days of treatment for COVID-19. He's due to address supporters from a balcony at the White House. The White House physician has provided no updates about Trump's condition since late Thursday. And NPR's Rob Stein reports some doctors and public health experts say they're concerned about today's event.
It's been just over a week since the president revealed he had tested positive for the coronavirus. The president says he's feeling well after his hospitalization and aggressive treatment. But some doctors worry it may be too soon to resume normal activities, given the president's age and the chances he may not be fully recovered. There's also concerns the president may still be contagious. The CDC recommends at least 10 days of isolation and 20 days for people who had more severe COVID cases. Rob Stein, NPR News.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says he's out of the hospital a week after being treated for COVID-19. A federal judge in Texas is blocking an order by Governor Greg Abbott that limits the number of locations where voters can drop off mail-in ballots. And Matt Largie of member station KUT in Austin has details.
Governor Abbott issued an order limiting each Texas county to a single drop-off location, no matter what the population of the county is. Harris County, where the city of Houston is, has nearly 5 million residents. The county had originally planned 12 drop-off locations before it was limited to one. Abbott's order came as a record number of Texans requested mail-in ballots, and the Postal Service itself warned that it might not be able to reliably deliver ballots, given Texas's mail-in ballot deadlines. Voting rights groups sued in federal court, arguing the move amounted to voter suppression. A judge agreed to temporarily block Abbott's order, ruling that there was no credible reason to limit the number of drop-off sites. It's likely the state will appeal. For NPR News, I'm Matt Largie in Austin.
A shaky ceasefire went into effect today between Azerbaijan and ethnic Armenian forces in Nagorno-Karabakh. Moscow helped broker the truce to allow prisoners and the bodies of the dead to be exchanged. But there are signs it's already being violated, as the BBC's Orla Guerin reports from Azerbaijan.
We heard intensive shelling rumbling in the hills of Nagorno-Karabakh in the countdown to the ceasefire. But around noon local time, the guns started to fall silent. Since then, each side has accused the other of violations. It's too soon to say if the ceasefire will take hold or collapse. Here on the Azeri side, the mood is one of disappointment. "We have lost so many people," one man told us. "Now is not the time to stop."
This is NPR. In Far East Russia, thousands of protesters have turned out for another weekend of demonstrations against the arrest of a provincial governor. Police have reportedly arrested dozens of them. Demonstrations in Khabarovsk have been going on for 3 months and have broadened now to challenge Russian President Vladimir Putin. In Poland today, it's now mandatory to wear a mask outdoors. NPR's Jason Bobian reports the new rule comes as the number of confirmed coronavirus infections in Poland hits a new high.
As daily coronavirus cases reach an all-time high in Europe, Poland has been particularly hard hit. The daily tally of new infections has more than doubled in Poland since Tuesday. The prime minister says the country's hospitals are nearly full and may soon run out of respirators. Masks are already required indoors in shops and restaurants, also on public transportation. The prime minister added that additional measures, including new restrictions on schools and possibly even a national state of emergency, may be put in place if the rapid rise in cases isn't brought under control. The mask order in Poland applies nationwide to anyone who's outside. Jason Bobian, NPR News.
At the French Open Tennis Championship in Paris, Poland's unseeded Iga Świątek has won the women's singles title. She beat fourth-seeded American Sofia Kenin. Świątek is the lowest-ranked woman to reach the final in Paris since rankings started in 1975. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.